Mets and the Braves on Tuesday from Citi Field. R.A. Dickey was dazzling on and off the mound.
And the first pitch, a number out toward third base. Going to be a tough play. Dickey bare hand throws and gets him by a half step.
And another 2-2 pitch. This one hit in the air to left and deep. That ball is going to get out of here for a two-run homer. Kevin Plawacki connects off Dickey. And that three-run lead is down to one. It's 3-2. Braves are in at the corners and back up the middle. The pitch is lobbed to left center field toward the gap. Inciarte makes a diving catch in the gap. Tagging at third and scoring is Aoki to tie the game. It's a sack fly. It's a great catch. 2-2 pitch from A.J. Minter. There it is, and it's hit in the air to left field over the head of Jace Peterson. It will go all the way to the wall, and the Mets win.
The Mets make it two in a row over the Braves with a come-from-behind 4-3 victory on Tuesday. It spoils a good performance from R.A. Dickey of Atlanta. He goes 6 2/3, giving up 5 hits, 2 runs, no walks, striking out 4. Kevin Plawacki for the Mets, 2-for-4, drove in a pair. Brandon Nimmo, 2-for-4. Atlanta builds an early 3-0 second-inning lead against the Mets at Citi Field, but they're unable to hold it as they fall 4-3 on Tuesday. After the game, here's Braves manager Brian Snitker.
The way that thing, you know, can be one pitch or whatever, but he threw really good. I mean, it was really good, and you know, we just wish we could have got him to win.
What like when you came out there, he almost said... almost suggested to go to
well, it was that. I just asked him how he felt, where he was, and I said when Plawacki hit that one foul, that kind of they hadn't swung like that at him, and I just wanted to kind of feel like or get his opinion where he was, and I think he was, in talking to him, it's like, you know, I could wake up, and he kind of felt like too it was maybe a better matchup than what he had going right then. And that's why I went out there to talk to him. Mm-hmm. He's got a better feel for it than I do. Just like I say, it was kind of when Plawacki hit that one foul, as they hadn't done that yet, so you know, and it can come and go that quick.
It didn't take Ender too long to pick up 200, the third pitch of the game.
Great, yeah, no, it's a good for him. You know, we all were, everybody in the club's really happy for him. It's a great accomplishment, and you know, like I say, in order to get that, you gotta play a lot of games, get a lot of at bats, and have a lot of success, because it just doesn't happen all the time.
Camargo, it's so solid defensively, yeah. And that ends up being a pretty good play.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was a, you know, play he's capable of making. I mean, yeah. It's a fast guy, and probably, you know, he kind of felt like he had to get rid of it, and you know, but probably 9 out of 10 times he makes that play.
Ender's talked about wanting to try to get off to better starts to the season, but even, you know, after a slow start, 200 hits with what it's been able to do, pretty remarkable.
Phenomenal. Yeah. I mean, how that guy just comes to play every day, and he can get him in bunches too, as we've seen. I mean, he's got that sweet swing, and he lets the ball get deep, and he can massage it around the field, and it's a great accomplishment.
Pretty nice to see the way Minter was able to start with no walks up until tonight.
I mean, he's been really good. Yeah. I mean, this is a little different situation for him, you know, mm-hmm. tonight, you know, later in the game, it'll be a good experience for him. To have that feel and all, because he's been really, really good.
He gets a little test there, and also Winkler gets a test back-to-back games.
Yeah, that's the first time I think we've done that with him. He just was, you know, limited yesterday and felt like he'd be okay today, and to get that one out. And big spot right there, you know, the runner at third base. So that's a great job by him, too. They're getting great experience here, mm-hmm. great experience.
Did you forget what they said? There was the weird call. Was he calling umpire interference?
Yeah, he umpire interfered. Okay. I mean, he interfered with the catcher.
Ender defensively again today.
He's just phenomenal. Typical. He's just phenomenal, typical Ender. I mean, the jumps he gets, we're talking about that today, the jumps he gets are unbelievable.
R.A. Dickey pitched well despite the no decision. He goes 6 2/3, giving up 5 hits, 2 runs, no walks, and striking out 4, and talks about his outing.
It's great coming back here. You know, I have a lot of history here, mm-hmm. and this is a place where I really resurrected my career, so there's some poetry to, you know, throwing well here, and especially one of the last outings of the year. And it was nice to get to tip my hat to a bunch of fans who've really supported me while I was here and beyond being here.
At 4-6, it looked like you were going to repeat last week's performance.
Yeah, I had a good feel for it, and I was changing speeds better than I have in the past with it. The slower one tonight was a little bit had a little bit more movement. So I went to that quite a bit more than I normally do, but I was having a lot of success in the strike zone with it. I just, that one to Plawicki kind of rolled up there and he barreled it. And you know, that was really the ball game for me. I was giving up that two-run home run. That doesn't happen, or if I get a call here or there, maybe I'm pitching to the ninth tonight. I mean, I had really good stuff, I felt like.
It looked like the stint came out, you almost said, you know, Winkler's maybe the better option.
Yeah, you know, there's, you know, like in this game, there's a, not an, I'm not going to say there's an art to it, but there's certainly something to be said for understanding when to try to be heroic and when not to. I mean, it's, I know myself, and that guy had taken some good swings on me all night. And I felt like Winkler coming in that situation gave us the best chance to win. Did I want to stay in the game? Of course. Mm-hmm. But not at the expense of the team. And I was honest with him, and he made the call, and it was the right call. So when you have a relationship like that with a manager, it's very helpful for everybody collectively.
Do you expect to make another start this season?
I'm going to sit down with Chuck tomorrow. I can't make that decision right now, but we'll talk about it and see where we fall. You know, it'll take some time to figure that out. So I don't want to speak out of turn here.
The series finale on Wednesday has Sean Newcomb taking the mound for Atlanta against Robert Gsellman of the Mets.